Sunday night, ladies here, Rabbi Zaldovich, Rabbi Zalokim. I took this book along with me because he talks about the human body. He's trying to paint a picture. He gave his marshal, right? The marshal of the king and this desert island. And he's at the end of Sharavodah Zalokim. It's like he's down to the nitty gritty. What are we in this world, huh? We're in this world and we're supposed to serve Hashem, etc. But he wants to talk about it like on a higher plane. And excuse me. So he gave the marshal of the desert island and the wise king and the foolish king. But then he says, like, so tell me more. Like, how do I do the right thing? How do I fulfill? Amar Haseichel Kvar Siparta B'Marshal, you yourself said over in your Marshal Shehi Beisa in the ninth parak, Tzuras Omdecha Ba'Olam. Is it? You're here temporarily, and instead of using your kochos for this temporary sojourn in this world, you should be exporting. You should be using your kochos to save up for eternity. The marshal, the story, very nice story. So you know already, Geirushcha, Umihirus Yitzuyecha, that we're only here temporarily, and this is not our real place. Our real place, a neshamas. Who are we? We are not our bodies. We are our neshamas. So, you know, just act according to the story, follow the story, act the way the wise person acted, that he didn't, even though he was king and he had all the power and all the wealth and all the riches, but he exported. He spent his time making money and exporting it to the outside the island, so that when the time comes to leave the island, he has all that saved up. Lo ichpatle so much how he lived for that year on the island, because he spent his time preparing himself for the future. So just act like that and you'll be okay. Vimtati mimenu, so if you do in your own story, if you do that, you'll be okay, and if you don't do that, nothing I say is going to help you. So, okay. Amar Nefesh, but the Nefesh says, come on, help me. Lulei chepsi bedover lo hisi cholkeres al mashanele mimeni minyoni. I need to get the whole picture. So now the Seichel launches into really a very remarkable portrayal of a person in this world, the body and the soul, and he goes through the human body and he says in a few places in the Sefer that a person is a microcosm of the universe. And we'll see now how everything is made bidiyuk, down to the fine-tuned, that a person is made up of all these kochos and energies and emotions, and a person is like an entire world. And things we take for granted have very, very specific purposes, and We'll see. I just hope I can. It's poetic and it's deep. It's very deep. Amar Haseichel, the sod devarecha, the secret is as follows. Shabori Baruch Milo Dover. So now he's gonna. Okay. Here's the deal. Here's the person. Shabori Baruch Milo Dover. Hashem created you from nothing. B'chlal Mashabora Min Hagormim Haruchniyim. Hashem created you from nothing, but he created something. You're spiritual. Your essence is spirituality, because the person's essence is his soul, her soul. But Hashem wanted a spiritual being. He had enough malachim, right? Yeah, he has plenty of malachim, billions and billions of malachim. He didn't need another one. For, so to speak. Viratzel lenosacha, Hashem wanted to raise you. Hashem wanted a spiritual being that would be on a higher madrega than a malach. Viratzel lenosacha lahor malascha ad maila segura segulaso, to be a treasure, ubechirov, uborim and akrovim el or kvodo. He took it from a higher realm. We don't really know what that means. The Tanya talks about chelek aloka mimal. Maybe that's a term we're familiar with, but our souls are the essence of our souls is a piece of Hashem, so to speak. If you can talk about pieces, you can't. We're not talking about anything physical, but it's Hashem. Our souls are sparks. Maybe that's a good way to put it. Sparks of Elokus, of godliness. So it's in a higher place than a malach. They come from a higher realm. They're, you know, you don't want to be blasphemous, but they come from. There's a piece of Hashem in each of us. I mean, that's. We don't know exactly what it means. We're saying just words, but it's. But these are the words that's used. Chelek aloka mimal, nefesh aloki. And Hashem, so Hashem created this being, but Hashem created it in such a way that it would deserve, it would work to reach its potential. Right? No more freebies. The Malachim have freebies. They're created, and that's what they are. This higher being that has a neshama has to earn its way. And by earning its way, that's part of it being on a higher level than a Malach. One part is that the neshama, it comes from a higher place than the Malach comes. But also, the lohois of ruil is that Hashem arranged it that you develop, that it has to be developed. It's not automatic. Lohois of ruil is alacha shlosha dvarim, and you develop if the three things come to pass, if the three things happen. Echad mehem, hoser mesach iblis me'olayich, Boheir Lucha B'daito. Number one is to use Chachma, to have Chachma, intelligence. I guess Malachim don't have intelligence. Malachim don't think. Malachim don't reason. They don't. I guess you wouldn't call it intelligence. Okay. So you have that. V'hasheni nasoscha uvachnecha, you are tested. Im tivcheri ba'avodaso o behemra. So you use this intelligence to do the will of Hashem, or you use this intelligence to decide, you know, to go against the will of Hashem. So that's number two. Number one is you're granted intelligence. Number two is to use the intelligence to serve Hashem. And number three, which we said last week, it's remarkable that number, he says, you know, there's three things that you have to go through in this world. And we don't really see, number three explains a lot. If that you have difficulties, it's not easy. And that really explains a lot, because we all know that life is not easy. That life has difficulties. But this is besides number two. Apparently, it's not enough to choose. It's not enough to choose. I'm not sure why, because you still have a choice. Maybe it's too easy a choice. I don't know. It doesn't seem that way to us. To really be higher than a malach, I'm going to suggest a pshat. but let's first see what he says. It's to overcome the difficulties of life. And the Mesillas Yesharim says everything's in the Sayon, and everything is a hurdle and an obstacle, but it's meant for us to we become better people when we overcome these obstacles. How? We're not always sure how. Sometimes it just seems like a technical matter that we have to figure something out. So we weren't, like, are we smart enough to figure it out? And we just, but it's not like that. There would be no purpose in that. It's not just an exercise in you know, how good we are at chess. When you undergo, this is, he's not really talking about this, so I have to mention it in passing. When we undergo difficulties, we persevere, and we trust in Hashem, and we daven to Hashem, and we do our best, and we think, and we shed, and this is the idea of a Kur HaBarzel in Mitzrayim, that the Pasuk talks about a Kur HaBarzel. You shed physicality. You become, and this happens, because what happens, you become less concerned with pettiness, you become less involved in Olam Hazeh, you real, you know, a person could be like totally involved in Gashmius and this, and then all of a sudden, Chas V'Shalom, someone gets sick, and like, all of a sudden you realize it's nothing, it's nothing, it's all baloney, it's all smoke, it's all meaningless, it doesn't mean anything. And people who have been ill or have suffered tragedies, really, if they're good people and they use it right, they really feel, they feel that they've gained so much from the experience. I mean, they feel they've gained it, and they gained in a ruchniistic sense. It's not just problem solving. The Chavis HaLubavitch doesn't mean, but it's hard to describe, but it happens. You become purified, you become refined, more refined. Sometimes it involves a big nisayon too. Sometimes it involves a nisayon of being boteach b'Hashem. Sometimes it involves a nisayon of maintaining emunah. Sometimes it involves a nisayon of juggling life, you know, in the right way. You know, just maintaining a balance, and then maintaining a balance in your life. You have to juggle different responsibilities, different things. And he says, "Be'asrecha b'olam hazeh." You suffer. I mean, that's the word. "Besivlecha olav odaso bo." When you have the burden, just, you know, I mean, the obstacles, we'll call it. And this is a very, very high madrega. So I think perhaps that the omek hapshat, the depth here is, why does it have to be that way? So I think he talked about the malachim. Shenem Abraham, because look at the malachim. It says, Baruch Hu Hashem malachim, Gibore Choach, Osei Dvaro. Osei Dvaro, the malachim do Hashem's will. In other words, by overcoming difficulties and staying in the straight and narrow, as we call it. Right? It's like a malach is just, he rises above it all, and he just gibori koach. There's nothing that's going to deter a malach from his purpose, from his shlichus, from what he's supposed to be doing. And you know, so if you just choose, that's one madrega. But if you have to experience, but if you experience difficulties and you experience obstacles and you maintain, I guess the main thing is to maintain your emunah, and you maintain your equilibrium, and you don't just lose it. You don't get depressed. You don't. You know, this is what you have to overcome. It's like, well, I once heard that Like, this is what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants you to overcome this. So then you that is being like a malach. That there's nothing that could deter you from what you're doing, from what you're focused on. It could be like we learned on Wednesday, Chavis Halalas and Shar Bitochon. Could be in raising children. So this is what Hashem. There's nothing that's neutral, right? It's Hashem's will. Hashem gave me these children, and this is we learned in Shar Bitochon. Have a responsibility to take care of them, and you're doing Hashem's will by taking care of them. We look at it like the kids have kibbutz of aim, and we have someone to boss around. But it's not like that, right? We learned in Shar Bitochon very much so that we have a responsibility to our children, and Hashem wants us to have children, and Hashem gives us the achrayus and the responsibility to take care of them, and to teach them, and to be mechanic them, and to deal with them, and to be sovel them. So it's all, you know, whatever is going on in your life, you know, it's all Hashem's will. You know, this is what Hashem wants you to do. So by overcoming whatever it is you're supposed to be doing, we don't know always why Hashem wants us to be doing this. This is the human condition, that we're not omed on why Hashem wants us to do this, why this is right for us, why this is happening at this particular point in time. We're not privy to that. But by doing it, so this is what he says, this is how you're higher than a malach. So you be like a malach and be higher than a malach. Lo yitachin l'chazeh v'at al inyan chaharishon. You can't reach that madrega that you're potentially capable of. Va'at al inyan chaharishon, when you're in Shemayim as a neshama. Because all these things have to happen in this world. So now he's explaining that Hashem put this neshama. You have a neshama. And the neshama is from a higher place than a malach. And the neshama has to refine itself and make the right choices. Like, it has to develop its potential. And it develops its potential by A, making the right choices, and B, overcoming adversity. That's not going to happen unless it comes down to this world and puts on a guf and wears a guf and lives in this world. So now he's going to describe this world, and he's going to describe the body. Hashem, the body is the vehicle. The body is the vehicle through which the neshama does all of these things we just described. Umechachmas habori yisale. Bor l'chaholam hazeh. So Hashem created this great and wonderful world. B'chol hashabo. The world has, Mr. Shem will learn Shara Bechina next. The world is full of wondrous things, amazing things, miracles. Makupa, that's what we call domain, inanimate objects, the tzomeach, things that grow, bachai. I'll say the mesukon, everything in the bria is very ordered, orderly. Panhogan achona, pakol mesukon letoaltacha. And everything is there for the purpose, for mankind's benefit, that mankind could use it and have pleasure and survive and flourish and grow. So Hashem created this world for the purpose of this neshama, of all these neshamas. Ubachar lecha miskulas yisodosov heichol mesukan. This is the human body. He's calling a heichal matukan a palace, the palace in which the neshama will reside. And he says, Doma La'olam. It's like a microcosm of the universe, Bisharoshov, the Toldosov. Utchunaso, with its, I'm not sure what that refers to exactly. Let's learn a little more. He explains it. He describes everything. The body has five gates that are open to the world, to this larger, wonderful world, the body. What are the five? Right? The eyes. And there's five gatekeepers. That's how he's describing the human body. It's a palace in which the neshama resides. There's five gates that are open to the world, and five keepers of the gates. Each gate has a watchkeeper. These are the senses. That's how you are open to the world. That's the gate to the world. Hainayim. The eyes, the znayim, ears, af, nose, the loshen, tongue, and the hands, hayadayim. The hashoarim and the gatekeepers, heim hachushim, are the senses. The mouth and the ears and the eyes are the gates, and then there's the senses, are the people in charge of the gates. You have a koach in your body. In a shoma, really, manifested in the body, to see the world, to smell the world, to touch the world, etc. Hachushim hachamisha hamishtamshim bohem, that allows you to benefit from the world. Behem chusha ra'os, seeing chusha shema, b'meach v'tam b'amishu sheshebem tagi, al kol to'al osecha b'olam hazeh. With these five senses, you're going to enjoy all the benefits of the world. Okay. There's the world's out there, you're going to benefit from it. You have the five gates and the five shoarim, gatekeepers. And in this palace, arba mailos, arba negidim, hanigo, four managers. Four things manage this palace. They're managers in a palace. Vehem hamoach, that's the intelligence. Bahalev, let's call that the seat of the emotions. Bahakoved is like the physical, like what makes you grow, like the chiyuni, the part of you that's like that enables things to grow and to exist and to grow and to. To just be, and everything should work properly. So he ascribes that to the kaved, everything physical. Everything physical that works, he ascribes to the kaved, to the liver. The habetzim, these are, whether it's a zohar and a keva, the kalim to procreate, to create the next generation. Okay, so you have your openings to the world, and the gatekeepers, and this is the way you benefit from the world. And then you have things managing the whole thing. Right? The seichel, and the emotions, and the physical kolchos in you, and the ability to, I guess, to create, to recreate, to have children, to hamolid. That's the beitzim. Betikin betocha odarba otzoros. Then you have storehouses there. Larba pekidim, with four managers of the storehouses. Meaning the capabilities. This is all, again, he's describing, like this is all the palace in which the neshama resides. And you have all of these abilities and all of these energies. And look what Hashem created. Hashem created body and the means through which it can benefit from the whole wide world, and it has managers, it has seichel and emotions, and someone's taking care of the physical, and someone's even taking care that there should be someone else to take over for you after you're gone. And then you have four otzaros, he calls it, storehouses, that means capabilities. Lerbo pekidim. Akoach hamosheich. This is what ingests the food. You take it in. Akoach hamachzik, and you retain the food and you use it. Akoach hamachel, you digest it. Koach adoche, and you get rid of the junk, of the garbage. Koach adoche. Botsosem u'mishkenosom heim shtei merirus. You have two galls, hashchor v'aduma. You have mucus and blood. These are the things in the body. I wish I knew more biology. I would know exactly why they're so basic to the human body. The halecha halavona of the hadom, the takona sahechol.
There's
mucus. The mucus of the halecha halavona of the hadom is the blood of the takona sahechol. I mean, we know what the blood does. The blood really is like a highway delivering everything in the food to different parts of the body, and then it breaks up the food. It's amazing. The body breaks up the food, and you know, this vitamin goes here and this vitamin goes there. Everything goes to its address. Then you have servants that take care of the palace. He's really describing the biology of the human body in a remarkable way. You have servants that take care of the body, to watch and to care for it, let's say to clean up. Hameayim, the intestines, Vagidim, and the veins, Vamesorim, Vahatsovim, Vahorkim, Vahitsoinium. The nerves, the arteries, Vahitsoinium, that's on the inside of the body. And on the outside of the body, you have Vahyadayim, Vahaglayim, hands and feet, Vahloshim, tongue, Vahrechim, a womb. Bashinayim teeth, shikunayim nails, b'doimulayim, and everything is there for a reason. B'aichel chachachach kishorim umutsoim, and then you have this kesher, this connection, b'ein aruchnius v'ein agashmius. V'hein hadam hanoveya. Not sure how. He looks at the blood is the apparently, I don't know, in Tanya he talks about the left side of the heart and the right side of the heart, where the neshama resides, where the nefesh abahami resides. Pachom ativi, the natural temperature of a person. Baruch achiyuni, the life force. He tied everything together. He put your neshama in there and just was mekasher everything. Fused everything together. And the purpose of all of this and all of these things is for the three things we talked about before. Your neshama should reach its potential, it should be bocher betov, and overcome whatever difficulties it has. And he prepared for you two advisors. Now, what are you going to do? Right, you have this whole body here, and everything's working. And you have the managers and the servants, and you got like the garbage collectors. Right? It's a whole city, and everything it's working. It's like a factory, it's a huge factory, and things are going on, and some are playing the role. There's the main things and the minor things: the managers and the officers and the storehouses, and the servants, and everything's flowing and going and working. Now you have, so what are you going to do when you wake up in the morning? So you have two advisors. Veichel lecha shnei yoatzim. Vivkad aleihem shnei sofrim. and two scribes that write down everything. We'll see in a moment. And he gives you servants and attendants, whatever you need. Okay, now he goes back and explains. Who are the two advisors? One is your intelligence. Hamore oscha mashiyesh baratzon akel, that shows you what Hashem wants. Vayoyitz hasheni ta'avoscha is your taiva, the koach in you that desires things. That's also a koach in the human being. Asher tasiachol v'tesischa, that's trying to entice you and seduce you to do things that are upsetting to Hashem. V'mesha taktziv Hashem alokecha borecha bo. Okay, Vashnei Sofrim. So what does it mean, two Sofrim? What does it mean, writing it down? Bechel Mishnei Sofrim, Kosev is Masecho HaTovim, Shat Oseh, B'Seser of Agolui. Everything you do has an impact in the world. This is really everything you do impacts the world. Everything you do is written. Everything you do is meaningful. The Nefesh HaChayim elaborates on this at length. This is we're talking close to 800-900 years after the Chayim. Everything you do is written. It's like you say, you know, you say words, and there's sound waves, and you don't see it, and, but it's there. It's there. It makes a roshem. It makes a difference. So these are the two scribes. Kosev Masecha HaTovim, everything you do, B'Seser, hidden of a Golu, of a Matzpun, in your subconscious, Ubenire, Alidea Mishtam Shimbo, Mikoma Shekodom Zichro, and anything you used of all these things we mentioned, Menashoarim, the gatekeepers, Venagidim, and the officers, Venagidim, and the managers, Vavodim, Vayoatzim, those who are the Seichel and the Taima, Vamishorsim, Vashamoshim, which we'll see in a moment what that is. Sofer Hasheni, who kosev mamasim haroim, aladerech haniskav mamasim haroim. Everything makes an impact. Everything's written. Everything's recorded. Meaning, everything has a rosha. That's what means recorded. Everything has an impact. Now, what of mishorsim and shamoshim? The person has aids and shamoshim heim hamidos hanafshios. These are the tchunos hanefesh. These are your character traits. Character traits. Hashem gave you character traits. Simcha udoga, happiness and sadness. Soson v'yogon, grief and joy, joy and grief. Hazichra, memory, hashikcha, forgetfulness, hachochma, intelligence, hasichlus, foolishness, hagvura, courage, hamorech, fear, weakness, hanadivus, generosity, hakilus, stinginess, tzedek, a sense of justice, hahoresha, a sense of selfishness, haboshes, embarrassment, hazus, brazenness, batikva, bayira, ba'ava, basina, bahanoa, batsar, all of these things are all, they're there to carry out things that you decide. Bagaiva, ba'anova, basrora, bashiflus, baharbe kelu mimashat mishtameshes bohen, b'matzponcha. Maboris Borach Tzivo HaShoarim Vanagidim Vapakidim Vavodim Vayodz Vamshorzim Vashamoshim. Hashem said they should all listen to you. You are the king in the palace, and you order them around. Do this, do this. You're in charge. You direct them. You're running the show. You're the chief manager. You're the CEO. You are the CEO of the human body, ordering all this whole factory, this whole city, this whole enterprise. You're ordering everybody around. The lambo the mitzvos va'ad keitz yadua, until a certain point of time is reached. Ela binyanim miuchadim ba'odom lohem be'eis, with the exception of certain things, right? They are, it's your, you choose, you tell them what to do, except for certain specific things. Be'eis chabrusa melecha pe'minyan ahechrech u'mokum ha'gzeira. Like we went before, these are things. Certain times Hashem wants something carried out, and He uses you to carry it out. And that's up to Hashem. That's not in your bechira. V'hitalachon Hashem allowed you l'shtamish b'kulam, to use all of these things we just said. We just listed 20 character traits. And you use them, b'takonos gufcha, you're allowed to use them to keep a healthy body, keep up the palace, good maintenance. And anything you do in this world, you can run a business, build buildings, anything you do, alponim you do him, you can do it, given the bounds of Teva, we'll call it, uvinyonim yuchadim. And it also includes v'hem kol ha-mitzvahs, ha-sichlius, v'ha-shimius, v'ha-mutoros. All of the mitzvahs, he carry out His will, using all of these kochos. V'omu l'cho, and Hashem tells you, kol ha-shosamta b'yotcha, everything that I place in your hands, v'shlitatcha, l'shtamish b'obolum ha-zeh, al yashiyecha, don't get carried away with them. Kilo yosef l'cho ba'atzmucho ma'uma, v'lo yigra, they're not really adding to your essence. They're not adding or taking away anything from you. They're not you. This is not you. These outside things that you do and we're busy with is just to keep ourselves going. Ultimately, we need a house, we need clothing, we need to do things, we need things, we need money, we have to work, and we have to create, and we have to go. But they're not your essence. They're not defining who you are. They're not the definition of who you are. I think it's just an allowance that things could function the way Hashem wanted them to function. Ein dover mehem l'tzor chacha, v'hem imcha, they're like a shilya min avladu, chaklibus ha-beitzu min afroa, like an eggshell. So you might need an eggshell to protect the egg, but it's only an eggshell. Okay, we'll stop here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just left North America, and we left defining ourselves by who we, what professions we're in, and now you're saying we can't define ourselves by our character traits.
What we make of ourselves, but using all these
the
things.
The talents that Hashem gave us are who we are. Everything comes from Hashem, but now you're saying that's not our true essence.
The essence is what you do. Him. What you do with it.
What you do with it. It keeps you busy. You're saying it keeps you busy, but it's still not your true essence.
We're not up to it yet.